Hello, this is Robbie Lee.
And Sam.
And welcome once again to Third Row from the Front. Bane is currently in between us, licking himself. So I apologize.
Don't tell everybody.
Well, because they're going to hear that sound and they're going to think, like, what's going on in there? And it's him slurping.
Stop it.
That's disgusting. Anyway, today's movie is Monkey Man. It's the new film co-written, directed by, and starring Dev Patel. You may know him from Slumdog Millionaire. He was in that Green Knight movie that we still haven't seen. But anyway, it's his first time directing, produced by Jordan Peele. And it is a revenge movie. You can see part of it in the trailer. You know something bad happens to his family as when he was a child. And there's this one man that's, of course, that he's holding accountable for that. And he is the chief of police for this, I guess, this city in India. And so he basically takes a job. I mean, you know, you can tell he's made it his life's mission to, like, find this guy and get his revenge on him. But he takes a job as a waiter in this club that he knows that is linked to this gentleman. And so he basically kind of works his way up the top to get close enough to assassinate him. And you see this pretty early on because he kind of slowly works out this plan. And of course, as happens, kind of like Gangs of New York, you know, with Leo DiCaprio trying to assassinate Daniel Day-Lewis's character, it doesn't work out the way he'd hoped. And so he has to kind of go back to the drawing board and figure out, okay, that approach didn't work. What am I going to do to get my revenge on this guy and this whole conspiracy kind of thing that's going on? But it's shot in a very frenetic style. Like, the fight scenes are very, like, almost like you're in the middle of it. But it's almost like the movie is split into two parts, where it's, like I said, the first half is the first attempt and the second part is the second attempt of him getting his revenge. But we'll get more into the details of these characters, of where he ends up, and his kind of journey to this final mission, if you will, as we go along. Sam, what did you think of Monkey Man?
I loved this movie so much, so much. I think it's, like, my favorite movie now.
You said that about Roadhouse.
No, I said Roadhouse is one of my favorites, my top favorites. Roadhouse is top 10. Monkey Man's probably, like, number one now. Like, it was that good to me. Dev Patel knows the definition of intimate. Like, almost every scene is just so, like, zoomed in on everything, every detail that's important. So he's not giving you a full screen of, like, the setting and all the characters and, you know, involved or whatever. He's almost always zoomed in on an eye or a hand or a mouth or a part of someone's face or, like, a weapon or your foot or something. Like, he's singling out, like, the most important parts of, like, the story, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like, and at first I was like, okay, we get it. Like, he's keeping it real tight. He's keeping it zoomed in for, like, a long time. But then there's many scenes where I'm like, okay, this is why he's doing it. Like, it's so important. Like, this is what he's stressing about. Like, the emotions just by showing a part of someone's face or body or hand. So I thought it worked really well. This storytelling wise, what he did with that. But, like, it started with the mom, his when he was younger, and his mom teaching him about life, about the land around them, how things work, and telling him a fairy or a story. And it's so close. Like, the camera is so close to her face. There's parts where you only see her eyes. There's parts where you only see her mouth. There's parts where you only see the little boy's eyes. So you can see he's looking up at her and looking at her face. And you can see, you can feel how close their relationship is with the way he shot that whole scene, just so tight, like on the face and everything, and the body language, her like hugging him or their hands in the water, and but he does a lot of that. And then the Dev's character is it's really cool, like how you find out certain things, because throughout the movie he's giving you flashbacks of what's going on, and they're quick. They're super quick.
You don't really get the full picture until about 3/4 of the way into the movie of what exactly happened in his past.
So. Yeah. And, you know, throughout the movie, he keeps showing his hands. He's looking at his hands and showing his hands to people, and they're all scarred up, like all of them, all like it looks real bad. And so he kind of uses that for sympathy, like, you know, come on, hire me, I'm looking for help, or look at my hands, like, you know, I'm an honest person, or whatever, right? And I think he explained it like, oh, I bleached something about bleach on his hands or something like that. Like he got it from working, I guess.
He basically was, because he's getting into that club and he's trying to work his way up. So he tells the lady that runs the place, like, you know, you can tell, give me the jobs that nobody wants, because you can tell from my hands that that's the kind of work I do. I do things that nobody else wants to do, you know, like things that'll damage your body essentially.
Yeah, so later on, like you said, 3/4 into the movie is kind of where you get the story of why his hands are like that. And it's just, it's so devastating. Like what happened to his mother and he had to witness that is probably like the worst thing you can think of. It just kept getting worse and worse. Like it was crazy. But yeah, so he starts off, you know, fighting, like you said, at this one place. He wears like the monkey mask and he fights for money. And then he tries his first attempt at getting this guy. Oh, and it's so funny because he's getting a gun too. And so he asks for a smaller gun. And so the guy selling it is like, oh, you got to be like really close, you know, for that. And he's like, okay, that's what I want. Good. That's what I want. I want to be close. I'm like, damn. Okay. This guy wants revenge. Like it is intimate. It is personal. Mm-hmm. And you just feel his rage and his anger throughout the entire movie. And I really thought, so like the first attempt to get his revenge, I thought he was like, okay, he's like a John Wick type of character, right? Like he's gonna beat this guy's ass and then the movie's gonna end. I'm like, wow, that was a pretty short movie. I already thought it was gonna be over, but then the movie kept going. I was like, man, this movie's kind of long. But it was really cool to see after that, like what he went through to go and finally get his revenge, because he almost dies at one point. Like you're just kind of like, he's not gonna die, he's you know, the lead character. But then they freaking get him, and I'm like, dang, this guy. So he's recovering at this place where I don't know if they were transgender.
Yeah, they mentioned it. It's funny because they mentioned it in a news reel or news, what do you call it, story. They were talking about how these religious people were trying to get rid of these transgender people.
Oh, it was so quick. It was quick. I missed it.
But then when they showed them, I was like, oh, those are the ones they were talking about. Yes, yeah, this whole hideout full of like transgender women. And
they used to be soldiers.
Yeah. And that was an interesting part. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I loved that. I was like, wow, that's so cool. And like she was there when Dave woke up and was explaining to Dave's character, like, you can't leave. Like, the police are looking for you everywhere except here. Like, they're too scared to come, like, over here. Like, we unsettle them. I forgot
what she said they were unsightly. They were too unsightly. Yeah. So they just leave us alone.
Yeah, so so he was recovering there. And there's a really cool scene later in the movie with them. Like, they come all dressed up to, like, back him up and stuff. And that whole fighting scene was like so freaking cool, because you can tell it was just choreographed well, because they had these Indian like dresses on and they were beautiful, and they were fighting against like the bad guys, right? But like kind of in slow motion, kind of not. You can see their skirts like, you know, like whipping out and flowing, and like everyone's like spinning and turning in between that to like hit the, you know, the bad guy. And, you know, it was just a really cool scene. And then on top of just the visuals, they had this like metal Indian song or something playing in the background and it rocked. I was like, damn, I was like headbanging. I was like, this is the coolest scene ever. It was so fun to watch. And the movie, it just got crazy. It just really did remind me of John Wick because there were so many fights, like different weapons being used in this movie. Like he uses knives or there's a really cool knife fighting scene in this one, actually. He uses, what does he use? I know he uses a shoe at one point. He's fighting with freaking fireworks. Like he's like lighting them and like throwing them in someone's face, like punching with them. Like it was aiming them at like bottle rockets. Like,
yeah.
I was like, what? Like it was just, there was so many things, so many scenes where it was kind of like over the top that it was funny or, you know, it just worked. And the way he was fighting was just so fun and funny. Like he knows intimacy and he knows humor because he made funny parts in this movie without having to like tell a joke, you know, like it was just a funny thing to see. Like he was fighting so hard a couple of times where he had to bite either the person's face or finger or whatever. Like he was using everything to win this fight. And it was just, at times it was like kind of funny. But yeah, and then you throw in a dog. You have to have a puppy scene. Oh my God, it was so cute. And I was like, God, this movie like is basically all of the John Wick movies in one, pretty much. He trains a dog. You know, everyone's telling him like, stop feeding that dog. He's gonna keep coming back. But he keeps feeding the dog, and for a reason. But yeah, you could tell his character is just like really smart. He has respect among his community because you'll see like there's a whole network of people like helping him get what he needs. And I don't know if it's because maybe they understand his purpose, like his goal, like, and they agree with his rebellion his revenge. I don't know, but it was a really cool movie to see. You can tell he highlighted his culture. Mm-hmm. And in a very cool way. And there was even scenes that looked like real news footage or new, like real just found footage or I don't know, like on the news and stuff of like war and, you know, the way women are treated. And it was actually very sad to me because I'm like, this is real life. Like it was basically like, this guy is claiming to be some sort of messiah and in the name of God, in the name of religion, he's taking people's land and kicking them out of their own homes and, you know, killing them and just driving them out for his own profit. And so, and just saying like, oh, according to God, this land belongs to us, right? And so I'm like, God is the reason for all wars and like, pretty much is how I see it. And it was just, it's just real life, basically. So it made me kind of sad, and it was a very relatable movie, like, because we can all relate, like, we can all understand what's happening in the movie and what's going on right now in the world. But, like I said, very intimate movie. I feel like I was really hooked, like, with his emotions. Like, I felt his rage. I felt his pain. I felt, you know, he did a really good job of like translating that character's emotions to you. And so, especially at the end, like, oh, I didn't cry, but I was just like, oh my God, like it was just so moving for him. Like cause he kind of showed his mom again at the end. I don't want to like give stuff away or anything, but, it was just so good. I loved the movie. I loved the way Div put everything together, and told this story. I thought it was great. I thought it was super entertaining, super fun. Lots of really, really cool fight scenes. Lots of really cool, like, lighting contrast in the movie where the characters are standing in front of bright lights. And so you just see their silhouette. So it's either fire or a bright screen or, you know, some bright light. And so they just, like, look really cool. So a lot of good lighting in this movie. Love the costumes in this movie. But I loved it. Like, I want to see it again. Like, this is probably, like, my favorite movie I've seen. The coolest movie I've ever seen, too.
Yeah, I really loved it, too. I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie I've ever seen or something like that. I know you're saying that, but it's definitely a really good movie. It obviously reminded me of John Wick. That's probably the first thing everyone thinks of, which is funny because they even mentioned John Wick in the movie. But there's a lot of influences that I saw here. Definitely Tarantino, especially Kill Bill. Kill Bill. There's a whole scene where that scene that you're talking about, it just was basically like the crazy 88 coming out of the the elevator, just pouring out into the thing. So Tarantino, I've got hints of Gladiator in there. Old Boy, even just in terms of the sheer brutality of some of the fight scenes. And it's funny because he mentioned it before, we see these at the Draft House, and they showed a reel of Dev Patel giving his top movies or top six movies or something like that. And he mentions Old Boy. He mentioned, he also mentioned Enter the Dragon, which I thought was interesting because at the end of Enter the Dragon, there's this whole scene with mirrors, and there is a scene where he's fighting, the chief of police. And there's lots of use of mirrors and, reflections in that scene. So I was like, oh yeah, I can definitely see the Enter the Dragon influence on this scene even. So I thought that was interesting and really cool. But you can definitely see his influences in the movie. But like you said, I did think it was interesting because, I'm sure they make these movies in India and Bollywood and stuff like that. I'm sure they make these kind of movies. But this is the first time that I've ever seen this kind of movie in English language with a well-known actor, actor that with an Indian heritage and with the Indian, with India as like the background of the movie. I thought that was pretty interesting, to have this kind of movie done this way. And, like you said, the lighting was really cool. There's that whole scene. There's lots of use of red lighting. And I just, like you said, I really love the way, he used the transgender characters in this movie because I know there's like all this political stuff about transgender and even just the fact that he has transgender characters in this movie, I'm sure some people are going to call it my favorite buzzword of the past couple of years, woke. But I really love the way he gave them something to do besides just being transgender characters. Like they actually come out as warriors, like you said, and that was a really cool scene. I was like, oh, this is probably the coolest usage of transgender characters I've ever seen, where it's not just as a commentary. They're also, like you said, they were formerly soldiers, so that was a really cool scene. Yeah, just everything. I like the way that he used India as a backdrop for, because we don't see a lot of movies that take place in India, and so it's like for us, it's like you get to see this other, like you said, he uses his culture and he uses that as the backdrop for this revenge action movie. So I thought that was really cool. It's a really interesting movie, really fun movie. I know people are going to compare it to John Wick, but it's, to me, it's different than John Wick in many ways. John Wick is just like, the John Wick movies are 2 hours of like almost nonstop action. Yeah. This one, so there's almost like no let up. It's just constant, constant, constant. This one, there are scenes that let you breathe and they build story and there's flashbacks. And so in all honesty, there's really just two really big, long set pieces in this movie. Like I said, and they kind of divide the film into two halves. The rest is storytelling. There's fights. Like you said, there's the fights inside the ring and stuff where he fights in this like illegal fight club. But the main big action sequences, there's really only two of them. They're just really long. They probably go on for like 30 minutes each. So the rest of the, I guess, hour of the film is there's storytelling and more quiet moments. Like you said, the quiet moments with him and his mom, when flashbacks to that, the quiet moments there at that, I guess he called it a, did he call it a monastery? He called it something. The place where the transgender soldiers live, those are very quiet moments too. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's a very, even though it's, you can see all of its influences from these different, you know, from these different action movies and action directors. It's definitely in, what do you call it? It's definitely a different movie than I've seen before in terms of location. And then there's lots of symbolism in this movie as well. Like there's like certain moments, like there's a whole moment where he's like basically having a vision. And then there's that, this whole sequence involved in that. There's lots of symbolism in the whole, in the monkey itself, the story of the monkey. That's how the movie starts. Like his mom's telling him the story of this monkey. Anyway, yeah, I really enjoyed this movie. I'm glad that it's getting the attention that it's getting, because there was our theater was packed tonight. Like yeah. It wasn't like, oh, this is a small film. Like you can tell a lot of people are going to go see this, and I'm glad they are, because it's a hell of a movie. And like you said, that big fight scene at the end, I had a big like grin on my face the whole time. I was just like, this is really cool. Like the way this was shot and the way this was choreographed. Now I will say, if you have motion sickness, I know some people might get sick with certain scenes because there's a lot of whip pans and there's lots of, like I said, it's very, the fight scenes, that's the other thing that's different from John Wick. John Wick's fight scenes, the camera is, I feel like, farther back. And so you get to see almost like a panoramic view of the action. This one, it's more in the action. So when he's fighting like two people, it's, you feel like you're kind of being tussled around in the fight itself as well. So sometimes the shots aren't as clear as maybe some people would like. Like you're not seeing it from a distance. You're actually, he kind of puts you there in the middle of the fight. So that might get some people sick or annoyed. I don't know.
I had to look down at some of them because the camera was like spinning.
Exactly. So that's the only thing I'll say going in. Just be prepared for that, because there's a lot of that in those big fight sequences. But yeah, it's a really good movie, and I'm glad he's getting to do this. And this is a great first director, like a directorial debut. Yeah. It's a good introduction.
Really, really good. Yeah.
So highly recommended from both of us. I would definitely say see it on the big screen, because that's a great way to enjoy it. And was there anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I always had like a little crush on Dev Patel, but I never really thought, you know, he was like super hot or anything until he started looking like John Wick, or he like grew out his hair and now he's all muscly and lean. But there was this one scene where he's like, you know, training and trying to get better. And I just thought it was so cool. Like he was holding water buckets out to the side, like as level as he could for as long as he could, and you can see his muscles, like, you know, he's like straining to keep his hands up, keep those buckets up. And I was like so impressed, because you can tell he's actually doing it.
Yeah.
And he was doing it for a while. Like it wasn't just a quick like, oh yeah, look at this training he's doing. Like they were showing that he was holding those buckets for a while, and I was like, wow. Like it was pretty cool to see. But yeah, no, that's about it.
Okay.
Talking about Dave's muscles.
Okay. So, all right. Well, that wraps it up for Monkey Man. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Third Row From The Front, and also subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. That way you're sure to get our newest episodes. And we'll talk to you next time on Third Row From The Front.
Bye.